American cattle ranchers know something you don't.
Beef and cattle are not the same thing.
The cost of beef and the cost of cattle are completely disconnected.
While you might be seeing record-high beef prices this holiday season,
ground beef up nearly 13%, steak up 16%.
Cattle producers are actually seeing less money, and they're bearing the burden of bringing down costs. So what is happening here?
So the consumers get taken advantage of. The boots on the ground producers get taken advantage of. There's somebody making a lot of money, and it isn't you and me.
There's a deep imbalance in our meat markets.
People are actually paying more for meat, even as the farmers are making less.
President Trump posting on Truth Social, you know something is fishy.
And it's benefiting one group in particular. This is a story about the thousands of struggling ranchers putting food on your table.
Right now, losing 17,520 farms a year, on average.
What happens in 20 years? When we're all gone.
The giant meat packers and the systems they use to control the market.
Because the marketplace is fundamentally broken.
The money men playing with our food chain and the politicians trying to drive beef prices down by any means necessary.
The only price we have that's high is beef, and we'll get that down.
Is there a future for beef in America?
Our herd size has been declining at an alarming rate.
And what can we do to save it?
We're tired of other people controlling our destiny. Mom, the dollars that we deal with today, if Dad had the opportunity to cash out the chips, would he keep rolling the dice, or would he have pulled his money and said it's been a good run?
Boy, that's a hard one.
If you read the news about the beef crisis, you might think that ranchers are doing well right now. But John O'Day, a sixth-generation Nebraska farmer, showed us a different reality.
It's really tough because historically, 7 out of 10 years a cow-calf operation breaks even or loses money. Come on, Jerry. You hope to make enough money when you're profitable to pay down debt that you've accumulated during the tough times.
John is an independent rancher. But in our food system, independent ranchers aren't that independent.
So I told you at our last stop we'd check the... We checked the markets when we got over here. And so here's the chart that I use.
Ranchers live and die by this chart, the feeder cattle futures, that dictates how much they can expect for their product. Many ranchers believed that 2025 would be a rare profitable year, with feeder cattle prices reaching record highs in the fall. But then, something happened at the worst possible time.
We're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down.
President Trump's plan to buy more beef from Argentina.
His words sent wholesale cattle prices
Looks
plummeting.
Looks like we've lost around $200 a head. That would be around a $17 billion
Many American cattle ranchers outraged.
It feels like being a pawn in a game we're not going to win.
I would say that we've lost conservatively between $200 and $300 per head on our calf crop and on our inventory, so quarter million-ish in a month. It's real money, it's real dollars.
When President Trump announced a plan to quadruple imports of Argentine beef, then demanded American ranchers get their prices down, ranchers lost billions in expected profits. And beef prices? They stayed at all-time highs.
I would handle it better if it was actually making a difference for the consumer, but it's not. What's happened to us hasn't helped the consumer at all.
We're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down. The ranchers understand that. They're so happy for what I've done. I saved them. I don't think you'd have any beef in this country if I didn't do that.
And, of course, it was the biggest supporters that feel the most betrayed.
So how can the price of cattle be so volatile? And how can cattle ranchers lose so much money so quickly? It has to do with the connection between this and this.
The feeder futures market is just, it's there to create chaos and volatility for farmers, but it's just pure paper trade. And those guys don't own any cattle. They don't do anything but paper trade and drive the board down.
Coy Young is a former cattle rancher. We spoke to him in 2023, shortly after he was forced to sell his herd.
Coy had financed a herd of Angus beef that he was hoping to make a profit from.
And that Friday, the Chicago Board of Trade feeder cattle price tanked to 108.
That was when Coy almost decided to take his life.
We caught up with Coy 2 years later.
Futures traders caused the price to go down. They needed an excuse to drive the price down and overbuy the market. The hedge funds that are behind these driving forces in the future markets are driving the prices down.
Okay, let's back up. Futures contracts are supposed to work as a simple agreement between buyer and seller, setting a fair price to exchange at a later date. But in reality, nothing real is sold on the futures market. Instead, massive corporations and Wall Street speculators trade in predictions and profit off of price changes.
You know, during the pandemic, we all remember the store shelves were empty. And at that same time, farmers were getting screwed. Why? The store shelves are empty, farmers should be making money. I mean, because they're the ones that create the animals and produce the proteins that we consume.
But that wasn't the case when Coy went to sell his cattle in 2020.
That Friday the 13th, March of 2020, the board tanked at 108. And our sale was set for Sunday, March 15th. It was a massacre for me. And I was expected to get $125,000 to $128,000 from the sale. And I came home with a $36,000 check. I cried all the way home from the sale.
Coy had to shut down his family's cattle operation.
So the problem with the cattle futures market is it is highly susceptible to manipulation and to news, whether true or false. And so producers are harmed. One could describe it as a playground for speculators.
Bill Bullard is a former rancher from South Dakota and now the CEO of RCAF USA, a legal fund representing independent meat producers.
We have seen significant anomalies regarding the futures market.
The impact of this speculation is only compounded by another problem in the beef industry, consolidation. To understand why, we first need to take a closer look at how the beef production chain works.
The live cattle industry is somewhat segmented. If you think of a pyramid with the cow-calf producer at its base.
This is where John and so many other small independent producers sit in the process.
And as the animals grow and mature, they move up until they reach the feedlot sector. And there you have this incredible bottleneck between four meat packers controlling 80% of the market. It is there that the meat packers are able to exert their market power in order to leverage down the price that the cattle feeder receives for the animals.
90% of cattle raised in the U.S. come from small to medium-sized independent producers like John. But we only have half as many American cattle ranchers today as we had in the 1980s. And while that number has shrunk, the meatpacking industry has consolidated. Just four major packers dominate the market: JBS, National Beef, Cargill, and Tyson.
So in 1980, the cattle producers received 63 cents of every consumer beef dollar, and the meatpackers and retailers had to share 37 cents. Jump to 2021. That allocation of the consumer beef dollar has been completely flipped on its head because the marketplace is fundamentally broken.
In 2019, RCAF USA filed a class action lawsuit against the Big Four, alleging a price-fixing scheme to shift the market in their favor by reducing slaughter and reducing their purchases in the cash market.
We allege that the meatpackers were managing the marketplace to ensure there was never more demand than there was an available supply of cattle. And we allege that that is how they were able to suppress cattle prices.
This power imbalance in the market means that the price of boxed beef can continue to rise and generate profits for meatpackers and big box retailers, but far faster than the prices producers get for their cattle.
The spread has been widening, which is a clear indication of market failure within our industry.
This is part of the original 280 my dad bought in 1965. Now I'm just trying to keep it. It's the other battle.
Even after selling his herd, Coy has not been able to get out from under his bank loans and credit card debt.
How's it feel to be like this close to the operation that you grew up on, but it's not, you're not working it anymore?
It's depressing as hell. But I'll get back into it one of these days, hopefully.
Coy's Cattle Ranch is just one of nearly 20,000 American family farms that go out of business every year. This loss of independent ranchers has also contributed to the depletion of America's cattle herd.
I mean, we've lost over 32 million head of cattle since 1980 that should be in circulation in the United States, and now we're at record low numbers.
Now, Coy finds himself on the consumer side of the meat packers. He's opened a barbecue food truck.
I'm still paying for this thing. I've got two payments left on this, and it'll be paid off.
But just like he was getting squeezed as a producer, he's now getting squeezed as a consumer.
Brisket went from $3.87 in March to $6.42 in September. That's a 70% increase in only just 4 months. So now it's like I can't even afford to buy brisket to cook to sell. I can't afford to raise them, and I can't afford to sell them.
Now we can't even talk about one household really making a living year to year on 250 cattle. And 30 years ago, 250 head of cattle in one family's operation would have been huge.
Would have supported two families.
Yeah, yeah.
The connection between supply and demand in the beef industry has been severed by the corporate players sitting between you and America's ranchers. And it's taking a toll on our whole system.
I feel that my sons, the direction we're going, I don't see a future beyond the generation that is just starting right now.
The price of beef is unsustainably high for the average American, but bringing it down is not as easy as just saying,
we're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down.
So what would help?
We have to stop the decimation and desecration of our American cattle producers. We need to rebuild our herd in the United States.
And increasing domestic supply only happens when cattle are profitable for producers.
Sustained long-term profits are the only thing that's gonna solve the beef cost issue, is we've got to get enough domestic production to where we get so far ahead of the demand that the boxes start piling up for the retail segment, and then they'll drop prices.
And that only gets done by getting corporate influences out of the market.
Well, we would like to see the U.S. Department of Justice initiate an antitrust lawsuit against the largest meat packers and even the retailers.
This is about going after the people causing the problems, not the people producing the solution.
We feel a lot of betrayal at this point, and that's the most disheartening thing. I hope there's a bigger plan. I know God has a bigger plan for us, but I'm hoping that we aren't going to get drugged down in this quest for cheap food.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.